Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to a Monday. It's sunny. All the snow is melting, so that little hint of spring is coming, maybe a little bit.
Maybe.
Chuck Bonniewell, Julie Hayden, True Straight Up, brought to you by...
AmericasCitizenPress.com. Great conservative voice website. I check it every day. As well as Julie McCallan, Dr. Julie McCallan with Denver Cenogenics. I'm doing great work with Chuck and Peter Boyles, too, for those of you who are familiar. Hey, a lot going on. We want to let you know, first off... we have some negative things to talk about, but we're going to end the show on a positive note. Chuck is taking over the world, and he has some great positive election news. I see Ben is on there, too. And so, Ben, we may bring you up.
Ben helped cause this great election news.
That's right. So, Ben, we're going to just to give
he's
you a
heads up. He's to blame for all of it. He is to blame for all of this positive election news.
That's right. So we may bring him up. But first, the bad news. You know, it was I was looking at this, and
bad
it was,
news.
Was
it's, like, to be
it's expected
news.
But it's like everything we thought the Democrats were going to do, they're doing and worse. And as I'm saying, and one thing that we thought I thought you knew better might actually help us was the U.S. Supreme Court. Yeah. Well, forget that. Okay. This U.S. Supreme Court today totally abandoned us. They refused to hear, as I understand it, first they said they couldn't hear the Pennsylvania election lawsuits because they didn't really have jurisdiction. And then now that they have jurisdiction, they said, well, it's moot because the election's over.
Of course. It's either premature or moot.
Right.
They say premature before the election, moot after
the election.
Not a problem.
And what this was, and even our Democrat friend Ted Trimpa said he could see where you might have a point in this kind of case. What happened is the Pennsylvania basically just at the last minute changed its mail-in ballot rules.
Pennsylvania did.
Well, not Pennsylvania. Okay. The courts
lawyers went to the courts and up to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. In a 4-3 opinion, they said, no, you can't do some of this really illegal stuff, but you can receive ballots after the deadline. Even the state law prohibits it.
And even they don't need to have any kind of, even no like date that it was like mailed at the last minute,
no,
nothing like that. And so the Supreme Court said no. I mean, there were three justices, Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch, who said, hey, we think we should hear it. And basically, Justice Thomas kind of lambasted him, saying,
sort of lambasted.
Yeah, saying, well, it's indefensible that we're not hearing this case. It goes to sort of the crux of what we're all about in this country. You know, reading in the Twitter and Parler feeds, Amy Coney Barrett getting just blasted, as is Kavanaugh. You know, I think there is.
Well, and the last one, they decided whether to stay. The decision of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which would have allowed that not to happen. Amy Coney Barrett said, I just haven't had time to read enough, so
it's
I
like,
can't
where have
make
you been?
A decision.
Hello.
So it's,
Tiger could have made a decision.
Yeah, so it ended up being a 4-4 tie. And with that, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, that was the most lame, pathetic, sad justice yet. I mean, you think Robert stinks.
Well, Amy, Roberts, at least you expect to stink, really.
Well, now you get to expect that she stinks.
Right, right. And again, the other justices, if only one of them had agreed, then they would be hearing the case.
Yes.
And to me, it's, you know, the Texas case is...
Roberts didn't do it, Barrett didn't do it, and
Kavanaugh didn't do it.
Along with, of course, the always equitable and fair Democratic ones.
Well, I mean, that's for the courts and the justices and the conservative...
We have no court system.
Right.
We've never had, and if you ever studied Supreme Court history, whenever it really mattered, they failed. It, you know, for the Japanese, can you be thrown off and dragged to a camp in Colorado? Oh, sure.
Yeah,
that's good. Are Africans human beings in 1856? No, they're not really human beings. Can you just say, I don't think the draft is appropriate in 1918? And then Oliver Wendell Holmes says, you can't scream fire in a crowded theater. I mean, that's how bad these people have failed every time. And when it's not very, you know, when they can get away with it and it costs them nothing, well, sure, Then they'll go after you. Then they'll be, we stand up for your rights.
Well, look,
it's another garbage system.
Look at what they did with the Jack Phillips masterpiece cake shop case.
Oh, yeah, that was another.
Where they had a chance to go ahead and make a decision that said, no, you cannot force somebody to do something that goes against their religion. And clearly this was a case where they were after him. And they could have come down with a ruling that said that. Instead, they made it so specific. So, yes, the good news was.
Well, they also remanded it back to the Tenth Circuit.
Right, which screwed him over, and they had to go back then. And so they could have made a decision that actually had a decision, and instead
right.
they just kind of passed the buck. And it was good for Jack Phillips, but it doesn't do anyone else any good. And nor are the Democrats going to stop. And
well, Mark also points out another great one: the Cyrus Vance Jr., the bipartisan DA for Manhattan, said. Oh, I want to see all those taxes so I can invent a crime. And the Supreme Court said, sure, that'd be great.
Right,
that's no problem.
Yeah, so the same day, they won't say that we need to take a look at our country's election laws and see whether states have the ability to violate their own constitution or not. They said, oh, but they can take a look at Trump's taxes. Now, let's just take a step back in time and look at what the Holder under Obama, what the Obama administration and the Attorney General Eric Holder did there with the Tea Party taxes, right? I mean, they totally weaponized that. I think.
Well, also, you have Merrick Garland, our beloved Merrick Garland, who should have been on the Supreme Court. I can't say if I'd let the report on the Durham go to the public.
I can't even say if I'm going to let Durham continue.
No,
I haven't studied it enough.
He
also
and
had.
And then the Grassley goes. Oh, I'll let that stand. I know you're a wonderful person, and I know you'll be fair. And you go, oh, it's making me sick.
Well, there's a part that I can kind of sort of understand. Here's what I don't understand. Two things about the testimony I read with Merrick Garland, who's being questioned by the Senate now to be Biden's attorney general. I mean, we expect him to be awful. In part, that's what the cabinet members are for, right? I mean,
except you'd always get the Trump nominational. Yeah, yeah, I'll absolutely let Merrick let the report go. I wouldn't dare to interfere with the Russia investigation. Oh, no.
No, and I don't. He didn't have any idea whether Comey was a good or bad FBI director.
No,
I mean,
how would he know that?
The only person who thinks Comey was any good, I mean, nobody thinks that anymore. But one of the things he said I thought that was interesting, giving you a sense of where they're going to go with immigration, which basically there are no laws anymore where immigration is concerned. And we'll get to what they're kind of trying to do in Colorado here in a second, immigration wise. But he said when Lindsey Graham asked him, well, are you worried of the drug cartels? You know, they're criminals who are using our asylum laws. And he said, I had never heard of that. It's like, oh, give me a break. Give me a break.
This guy is a total joke.
But here's the worst part. Here's what he said. I know Chuck is getting riled up. His priority is going to be going after the white supremacists. Now, how do we know that there are white supremacists? Number one, the white supremacists who caused the riot and the insurrection and the mob.
He's already determined that.
But that
he can't determine who let Durham go, but he has already determined they are white extremists. They're not that because they're upset because the election was rigged. You know, that you have to be a white supremacist to be objective to that.
Even though the main picture of the guy who is the white supremacist insurrection person is actually somebody who was at the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter rally. So we know that that's not even true. But he said those people he's going after, that's his number one priority.
It's the revival.
But Chuck, when they asked about the Portland riots where they rioted outside the courthouse, that doesn't count because he says the courthouse is closed. So it's totally different. Totally different. The Capitol was open, therefore they're not even pretending. They're not even pretending anymore that they care about the rule of law, that they care about the people of this country, and that is why it is so upsetting that the U.S. Supreme Court was at least theoretically a line of defense, and their complete weaselness
abdication
today. Yeah, I mean, they just abandon us.
Just it's moot. You cheat. And then we don't stop it. And then it's moot. But you can come to us later. And so do not worry, though. They will consider the Wisconsin case. Now, there it wasn't the court who did it. It was the Electoral Commission. And what right the Electoral Commission had to change all the rules instead of the legislature, who knows? But they'll wait another month for that. And God knows in their
reasoning
bravery,
would have to be the same.
They might even say, no, we don't think that was perfect. It's all moot, of course, because your democracy is moot. Your country is moot, and you are moot.
We're not, though. Which we'll get to the positive news.
We are, of course we are.
We'll get to the positive news. Well, that kind of
positive news does not outweigh by 1 millionth the negative
news. I'd love to have folks weigh in. 888-627-6008. We'll have open phone lines a whole show today. 888-627-6008. If you're listening and you want to join us on Zoom, you just go to zoom.us, and the Zoom meeting number, I'm going to give that out here, is 209-576-423. I mean, if you're already on Zoom, feel free to unmute yourself and bring your camera up. Just remember, you have to do it one at a time. Two other things that are, I think, kind of all tied together in this, in terms of why it, I mean, this started out like kind of a happy day. It was nice. And the more
the
news
was
that
out,
came out,
and yeah, okay,
the more news Court. That came out, it was like, holy cow. So we've got, yeah, we've got the new attorney general saying his number one priority is going to be to prosecute the white supremacists who rioted at the state capitol. And he's going to go after, here's where they're going with this, he's going to go after anyone who may have been involved or aided and abetted them or conspired with them. So that's where they're going to go after Trump again. That's never going to end. But this is even more concerning.
The demise of your democracy is minor in compared to this.
Well, this is another nail in the coffin in the demise of the democracy. I'm going to talk about the lesser one first and then the greater one. Today, a House committee, and I forget what its name is, but it's something incredibly stupid that basically says squelching any and all dissent from dissenters and then making them all be reprogrammed. That's not the official name, but that's what it's doing. They drafted a letter today. They're sending it to Comcast, Dish, every cable network, Amazon, Apple TV, Google, Hulu, all of the cable and live streaming or streaming organizations, and they're telling them that they need to ban Fox, Newsmax, and OANN. They need to ban any news organization that they say now is spreading false information,
disinformation.
And they are the ones who decide what's disinformation. It cracks me up that the Supreme Court, there clearly are issues with the election. Now, maybe you could argue back and forth what they are, but for Google and YouTube and all of those things to just flat out censor anyone who, they're censoring Donald Trump, they're censoring all kinds of stuff. They censored us. And by censor, they just remove it, right? They just remove it from the platform. They're removing stuff from the platform. Anybody who questions the vaccination. I guess we can't talk about masks either. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And this congressional committee is now calling on the cable companies to refuse to air any network or program. And we're talking up to Fox, right? That they disagree with. So that means, and here's the thing. If you had said to us a year ago, it might be like, no, that will never happen. But this is something, I mean, think about this, guys. This is something that is actively being considered and pushed by the Democrat-controlled Congress. I mean, they're not joking about this. They're not worried that anyone's going to say, wait, isn't that like violate the First Amendment? And as Lauren Boebert says, you know, you think, she goes, if you give an inch to these people, they will take a mile. She said, that's why you cannot give an inch on the Second Amendment. You can't give an inch on any of it, but we don't have the courts. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about was House, I guess it's called HR1. The number one priority of Nancy Pelosi and the legislators there is a complete, I don't know what, destruction of election integrity and election laws in this country.
Well, we got Ben coming up, but let's first go to Bill from Wells County.
Hey, Bill, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, guys, let me get this straight. I got to wear a mask for a year. I can't sleep in the same room as my wife.
Right.
I can't leave the house. I got a miserable life for the last year. It's 71 years old. And all of a sudden, we got people streaming over the border, and that's okay? We don't care about COVID.
You don't have to worry about smallpox vaccination.
Hey, and we've got even better news for you. Here in Colorado, the Democrats at the State House, which are now back in session, are essentially proposing to remove all of the restrictions and any kind of aid or identification requirements.
Yeah.
I'm here in Colorado. So, Bill, while you're locked in your house, just so you know, your tax dollars are going to be being put to good use to aid all of those illegal immigrants coming into our communities.
Why haven't I heard more people say this, that, hey, you've treated us like cattle for a year, and now all of a sudden you're going to expose us to every nefarious disease in the book, certainly COVID.
Because the Democrats control all the media in Colorado.
Because it's not about COVID.
Other than perhaps this outlet and, a few others. You think that Colorado Politics, owned by Phil Anschutz, the Denver Gazette, owned by Phil Anschutz, or the Denver Post, will tell you anything? They're just Pravda.
Yeah.
Just Pravda.
Well, I tell you, I am beyond angry. I mean, I am really.
Oh, yeah, good. You should be.
As you get older, you get grumpier and less tolerant and stuff. But I tell you, this is an affront to everybody in every state in this country. It's just ridiculous.
Why do you think they're so worried about insurrection?
Right.
When a couple people go to the Capitol, and that's suddenly an armed insurrection, and all this, they're worried about all of the white supremacists. Because that's what you must be, unless you accept the brave new world.
And that's their thing. Yeah, so they're going to now call you a terrorist. Anyone who's white, basically, is going to. And I think the diamond and silk are probably white supremacists, too.
Well, clearly white supremacists. Candace Owens is a white supremacist.
Kanye West, maybe even. Yeah, yeah. I mean, go ahead.
I sent you an email probably, I don't know, a month ago about the fees in Colorado.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't look into it.
I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do. Well, all the fees, you're right. You had your friend bought a car, and there were like 8 million.
Yeah.
The show. Uh-huh.
14 additional fees on top of the registration fee.
But those are not taxes, you see, because you get value for those.
All of which, Chuck, should have been covered, most of which should have been covered by the gasoline tax. I mean, a bridge.
Well, that's a tax, though.
17 cents for the little sticker they put on the back. I mean, come on.
Oh, no, I know.
No. It just covers the cost of the fine services
to
you and your family and all of us. All part of the greater
thing.
Good.
I think, you know what, though, Bill? I think it is important that we stay riled up. I think that the dangerous...
It doesn't matter if we do or not.
Well,
if we get too riled up, they'll kill us and jail us. If you don't get riled up enough...
We can't go quietly into that.
Into
hey, listen, we're going to let you go. We got some other people here. Thank you
for
calling.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate your call.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right. Hey, so Ben, if you want to come on up now, Mark, they're saying LOL beyondangry.com is an open name. Mark and Leo are conspiring to form new websites. Hey, Ben, you had brought your, you unmuted
sure.
yourself. What do you have to say?
We'll go into
this?
Later what you've done to this state.
Listen, I'm innocent on that one.
No, you're not. You're totally guilty.
I've been listening to the conversation, and I've been listening to a lot of news breaks, for the past year or so. And I'm telling you, we, in my opinion, we are marching quickly to a hot war. And I would prefer...
Well, in the hot war, that's why they're getting rid of all what they consider right-wing extremists in the military, because then they're going to take the left-wing extremists to wipe out anybody...
That's what they're doing. They're purging the Pentagon right now, with Trump loyalists.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that we are. And the only recourse that I see to avoid something like that is a Article 5 convention of the states. We need to take back control of this country through effort.
Why do you think they'd allow one to be convened?
That's
a good
insurrection.
Point.
That would be insurrection.
They're afraid that would be like getting together the States General for the French Revolution. That preceded that, and so no, they'll never allow.
Robespierre, with his guillotine. Yeah. And he was a victim of it later, I believe.
He died an awful death.
And the thing they're doing, Ben, and we'll get into this here in a second, as soon as we let you go. One of the things they know is, and they saw with Trump, right, that there is a massive populist movement out here of people who are sick and tired of people who, just even for financial reasons, I think these people probably aren't particularly worried right now about the U.S. Supreme Court, but they see their rights, or they're tired of wearing a mask, they're tired of losing their business, and they are doing everything they can to make sure, and going to huge extremes to make sure that somebody like Trump can never rise up again. That's why they're letting them, they can have his taxes, they can try him him, you know, accuse him of crimes, all kinds of stuff. And what they're going to do to the voting system. And my guess is they're going to get it done. I mean, the Republicans, and then, you know, we're going to have, this should be an interesting discussion. Dick Wadhams on Wednesday, the Republicans in Colorado and everybody else need to wake up and understand that the Democrats, you know, there's not going to be, it's not going to matter whether we have a good candidate or
good messaging.
Yeah.
Well, I think the grassroots are waking up. Yeah. And I think Chuck proved that on Saturday. We'll talk about that later.
Guilty. You don't have to confess.
I told
now.
You that we'll bring
you back. We'll bring you back.
I was an innocent
confession.
I was an innocent bystander. I had nothing to do with it. And you let me know when
we'll
you want to talk
about it. We'll bring you back on to talk about that. All right, so that's good. What I wanted to talk about, though, is this H.R. 1. Basically,
H.R. 1.
Normally, under the Constitution, I think it's pretty clear that the states are the ones that get to set their own election rules. And if states want to have bad elections, frankly, you can. If states want to have good elections, you can.
Well,
you
really can't. I mean, they often have ruled when they want to, they say, can you have a grandfather clause saying you can vote because your grandfather? We don't like that particular one.
No, that's true. But theoretically.
Poll tax. To pay for the things. And it's a tax.
That's at least the court's method. What this is doing, so let me just talk about it. One of the things that the House Democrats are doing, number one, they want to create a national automatic voter registration. So, I like in Colorado, if you have a car, it doesn't matter where you can be registered.
It's already that. It's all they're doing. All they're doing is doing what they've done to us in Colorado already.
It's a Colorado model taken nationally. Exactly. That's what's happened. This is interesting, too. They want to basically let Washington, D.C. become a state,
too. Maybe Portland, too.
They want to prohibit purging voter rolls.
Dead people are people.
That's right. Dead people
they
are
should
people
be able
too.
To vote. Come
but,
on.
But some of the two biggest things they want to do is basically they want to get rid of any and all verification processes. They want to make sure that you don't have to have any kind of identification to vote, nor you don't need to be a leader.
And if you
anything.
Don't like those, you are engaging in voter suppression.
That's right. You're voter suppression and you're racist. Carlson talked about this a while ago, and I was listening to it today, and I just thought he was once again spot on. So, Thomas, if we could play Tucker Carlson number one, please.
The lesson of that terrible day is that we need more of the corrupt policies that caused it in the first place. We need more mail-in voting. We need more ballot harvesting, more corruption. That'll unite the country. We're not overstating any of this. H.R. 1 would literally enshrine fraud. Here's a direct quote from that legislation. Quote, a state may not require an individual to provide any form of identification as a condition of obtaining an absentee ballot. Any form of identification. No identification whatsoever. Nor can signatures be validated. Here's another direct quote from H.R. 1. Quote, a state may not require notarization or witness signature or other formal authentication, other than a voter's word for it, as a condition of obtaining or casting an absentee ballot. Under H.R. 1, paid political operatives could freely go house to house, apartment to apartment, collecting unknown thousands of ballots, then dump them all at a ballot drop box. And no one would have any idea if those ballots had been tampered with at any point along the way, nor would there be any way to prove it if they had been tampered with.
And nor would there be any repercussions. There's be absolutely nothing wrong
well,
with
tampering okay.
with that.
Well, that's okay. Because that's what we do here in Colorado
right.
already.
And we have the gold standard.
And we have the gold standard. We have the most secure election system. And by secure, I hope you know what that means. Only Democrats can win. Now, you can win a few little minor state house and state senate seats as long as you remain just small and you can't, all you are is crowd noise at the legislature as they do whatever they want.
Well, and here's what Tucker Carlson goes on. I mean, keep in mind, this is what they did. They started this in Colorado. This is a deliberate plan. And now it has gone. I think they just took a shortcut. Before, they were going to hopefully go state by state. And now they're saying, screw it, because we've got stupid states like Florida, where they won't go along with it. So we're just going to override them. We're going to have national automatic voter registration. Now, it's not clear. They don't spell out who's going to be automatically registered. That's not totally clear at all.
And I hope we'll go to Bangladesh and get some folks
exactly. And then you don't have to provide any indication of who you are.
There's no signature verification. So.
I've been predicting all along that what we're going to start seeing soon is phone app. Pretty soon, you're just going to get a little app on your phone. Some people will get better apps than others.
Pretty soon, Jared Polis will be able to determine how you wanted to vote, and he'll tell you how he's feeling about it and it coming in.
Exactly. But Tucker Carlson then addresses what this means, because it's what we've been saying.
It means Colorado. That's what it means.
It means Colorado. So, Thomas, if we could play Tucker Carlson number two.
People, so shut up. What exactly does the Democratic Party intend to do for the people? Well, if you guessed enshrine their own rule by force forever, you win today's Daily Double. I'll take authoritarian political movements for $1,000, Alex. Good job. The For the People Act is the foundation of the Democratic Party's strategy to control the federal government well into your grandchildren's middle age.
And beyond, because how do your grandchildren, even after that, how do you do it? So three kind of key things came together today, hence my pessimism. One, this bill
Julie.
But we're going to get to the optimistic part. This bill is progressing, right? A bill that essentially would, whatever we have in Colorado, it would make fraud not fraud is what it would do.
Which is Colorado.
Which is, like I'm saying, it wouldn't be cheating because it would be perfectly legal. And you got to understand, you could say, well, why can't the Republicans do that? We could, but the Democrats have a much better infrastructure. The way their whole system is set up, basically they fund all of these non-government organizations like Planned Parenthood, all the green things, the unions. They have an army already there, ready and willing, and frankly paid to go out and get all these things. Republicans, the whole message is smaller government, fewer regulations. So you don't have that kind of man-made
army.
Well,
if you look at the COVID-19, it's just endless money to things like Planned Parenthood and other groups. When Republicans get money, and they certainly don't seem to be cutting off the faucet any, they sure to fund all the Democratic ones. And then the only thing that goes to Republicans, if you consider it, is money to military contractors. So they have nobody to go out and ballot harvest. They have nobody whose livelihood is dependent upon their largesse, and therefore they lose elections.
And I remember years ago talking again to our Democrat strategist friend Ted Trimpe, and we were talking about volunteers, because Republicans, you have volunteers who go door to door and do the canvassing. And he said, we don't let something as important as that be left to unpaid volunteers. He's like, no, we have paid staff. And now what you have coming down the pipe are the Silicon Valley oligarchs basically funding those efforts.
Right. And sending money directly to favorable Democrats, officials to quote unquote get out the vote.
Right. But whose vote are they getting out? Not yours and not mine. Now, the bill also has silly things in there. No, not silly. It sounds good, like silly. Eliminating dark money and things like that. It's like,
they'll get rid of dark money. By dark money, they mean Republican dark money, dark money.
Yeah. Because they have the rules where their dark money, it can skirt around it. Now, Ron DeSantis in Florida is trying to change some of that, which would prohibit these third party, like Facebook and YouTube and Google coming in. And that's why they're like, hey, we can't have that going on. We can't have states setting their own election law. So just think about that. There would never be, I don't even know why we would, for all practical purposes, you wouldn't have elections. And if by chance you wanted to debate about that, or you wanted to raise your voice and say, I don't know, guys, is that a good idea? Well, now you're going to be censored. You're going to be censored on Google, YouTube, and they just flat out.
Just take our little program, right? Our nice little, we do it in the basement kind of program. We're constantly being censored by YouTube. Not because they go through the content. That's up to Jason Saltzman and his bunch of sleazeballs. But this is just, we put in the title, when we send out election, bam, cut off. Trump, bam, cut it. They violate. The word election violates community standards.
It's misinformation, right?
We don't have elections anymore. What are you talking about, elections?
And so then the other third thing that is depressing is the Supreme Court decision, where
that's perfect. They're perfect. And I think March 5th will say, we'll consider this.
No, why explain to folks why March 5th?
Because once a month, once every few weeks, they consider whether they should grant certiorari to hear cases. And so this last time they could have decided the Wisconsin case. They were too busy. And so they said, no, we'll decide the Pennsylvania one and say no. And we'll wait till March. And then in March, they may grant certiorari for that one, which means it would be decided in October. You know, the country will already be destroyed, but those lazy, worthless Amy Comet Barron, I didn't have enough time to read the briefs. Why not, Amy?
888-627-6008 if you want to weigh in. 888-627-6008. You can help give us some reason for optimism, which we'll get to again, the Chuck reason for optimism in a second. But it's bad. It is bad. And you get people all the time, you know, say, well, what can we do? And I think one of the things you can do, well, I think it is important.
Send us five bucks.
Yeah. I think it is important that we not stop.
Oh, thank you. We got a couple of people able to do that. Well,
it is important that you don't be silent. It is important that you just, we have a friend who's basically made his mission that when he goes to grocery stores, he explains to people why the masks are stupid and don't do anything. Now, he may not make any difference, but at least he's doing something, right? You just can't sit back and take it, because here's the thing. It is like Lauren Boebert said, every step of the way, if you're silent here, they're going to go further. Who would have thought that a year ago we'd be sitting here and there would be members of Congress actually drafting a resolution to try to pressure cable companies and internet companies to, number one, just completely ban networks that they don't like, which, by the way, are competitors with them, or barring that, to just censor it, just flat out censor it, just take it down. I mean, it's outrageous that we've come to this. And I got to tell you, the Democrats are going to say, okay, enough's enough. You know, just kidding on all of this stuff. There's a reason why they have the National Guard at the United States Capitol, because they're afraid of us, right? There's a reason they don't want us to vote, because they know we wouldn't vote for them. Like you said, why would you vote for, let's see, killing babies?
That's always a popular one with the women.
As Bill is saying, you know, you have to stay home and be locked down and wear a mask, but we're going to let every illegal alien come into this country without any kind of checking. You can't go on a TSA flight sometimes without being checked and have your temperature taken. Do you think there's somebody, some, you know, ICE agent is there? Oh, I'm sorry, you're at 99.3. You're going to have to wait here.
Wait here in Mexico? No.
You know, you can't go. My son can't go into school if he has a temperature. But if you're here illegally, just come on right in.
Come on in. The party's open.
And then in the meantime, right when you're there, they're going to get your name and address and they don't need your address. They're going to just register you to vote. And next thing you know, you're going to be voting too. It's just outrageous what they're doing. And they're not going to stop, I don't think.
No, they don't. No. They don't believe in democracy. No. They don't believe in fairness and justice or anything else. They are utter criminals.
Yeah.
That's what the Democratic Party is. And it's always been that way.
Yeah, and well, here, and this is from Mark too. He's like, they don't need wiretaps. The NSA is already recording everything, and I mean everything, including on your house, based on where you put your Amazon Echo. That is true. And then Sandra saying, I agree, Chuck. If Amy Cone Barrett can't do her damn job, then she never should have taken it. Another Robert Sleaze fun under the rock. Yeah, which is true. And, you know, and there was a lot of betrayal in that the social media feeds with people saying, we stood up for her, we stood up for him.
Yeah, Kavanaugh. We went to the, don't worry, we laid down and cut all their attacks and saved you. And you do what?
Yeah.
You do what? You have no courage, no guts, no anything. You're too afraid to stand up to the Democrats.
Well,
that's resigned in disgrace.
What's the problem with even hearing it, right? To me, the fact that they call
because
it
because they're scared stiff.
Well, that's right.
They know that they can't justify a court saying, oh, yeah, you can vote anytime you want to. And the cowardice of the Supreme Court says, well, we won't decide the Wisconsin one right now. Because once again, they're working so hard, folks.
Yeah.
You know, they put in 6 and 7 hours occasionally. They take a few, they're like teachers, they take the entire summer off. But oh my God, how would you like to be 98 and still making these decisions? Because they don't retire till they die.
And even then they try to keep it going.
And even then they keep it going.
Well, let us focus our turn now to a little bit of good news. And
it's a little bit. Let me tell you, folks.
But it is a thing. And it's where what I was saying is you can't give up. I mean, there is no choice. You can't give up, because then it just gets worse.
Well, let's get Ben the culprit and the person.
So we told you. Well, I'll let you explain it. A couple of weeks ago, this started. And then over the weekend, another thing happened.
So I became the committee precinct person for this area because I wanted to find out, what does the Republican Party do for candidates? How does it get out the vote? And I got to found out, zippo, nothing. And we this criminal named Ben put together a map. It showed everybody votes and their propensity and all the things the Republican Party ought to have done. So I'm the PCP, which means you're just a grunt. And I'm sitting at home.
And I was the minion to the grunt.
The minion to the grunt, you know, the high minion to the grunt. And so I was just sitting at home, and I got this message from Fighting Ben Nicholas. And he said, you're going to the Adams County Assembly on Saturday, tomorrow. I went,
oh yeah, so of course. I was totally planning on it.
Yeah, here to go. Come on, I'll pick you up and we'll go over together. Being bored, you know, COVID and everything. I said, sure. So I got over there and a lot of nice people, some people I knew and everything else. And they said, okay, now we're going to vote for, you know, nominations to be a bonus member to the committee. For the Central Committee.
For the State Republican
State
Party.
State Republican Party. And Ben kind of hits me and says, go ahead, nominate. Get up there. I go, well, Ben, I don't know. He says, no, don't get up there. So Ben says, I'm doing it, so you can do it. So I get up there and I give my usual spiel, you know.
Very good.
And it's an amazing process because seldom in life, except when you're asking a girl out on a date or something, do you get immediate response? I mean, you give your speech and then other 30 people give their speeches. And then you define which ones win. And there are 21 out of about the 20 people got to go to be considered bonus members, the thing. And I came in second.
He won. In other words, he got elected.
I got elected. I came in second.
So I came home. He was like, I was elected. Second. I was like, I didn't know you were running for anything.
Yeah, neither did I. So I came in second. Well, that's done. You know, now I'll be a part of a 525-person committee. But, you know, I mean, you know, and
it's
so,
progress.
So then I was sleeping in my bed again one day last week. He said, well, you're going to CD7. And I said, CD what? he says, you were nominated for that too, and you got in. So not only are you a bonus member to the state, you're a bonus member to CD7. Let's go. I go, no, I said, Joe and I will pick you up. So I head over there, and they pick me up, and Ben has been kind of working on my behalf, and I made a couple calls to people. So then we get there, and they elect four people.
And to be on the what?
To be on, well, it's kind of different things. One is to be the chairman of CD7, one's to be the vice chairman of CD7, wants to be the secretary of CD7, and then there's the
representative
election to the executive committee.
The representative.
How many are on the executive? He said 20. I went, 20? That's not that much. I go, I went from one of millions to one of 525.
This is the star chamber.
Yeah. It's the star chamber, yeah. And so, you know, And Ben was introducing me around, and I was talking to folks. And I was up against an incumbent. So, you know, the odds are you're going to beat the incumbent aren't not that great because they've had some time to kind of make friends and everything else. But nonetheless, I had Ben give the nominating speech. And he gave a cracker of a nominating speech, ending it saying, I'd give pro bono work to all of America to make it a clinch. And so I got up there, and it was kind of fun. You know, I started going into my pitch. The guy stood up because you only get 3 minutes combined. And the people were hooting the guy down, let him speak, which is kind of like, well, yeah, let me speak. And so then the results came in and your new executive committee from CD7 is your favorite podcast host.
Second favorite or co-host.
But now I'm joined Ronnie Corcoran, who's the national committee. He's also on it. So now we control 10% of the thing that runs the Republican Party in some ways. And we're hoping to get a few more because the grassroots, the party may be dying, but the grassroots are being invigorated for a new dawn.
By all of the you know what that's being piled on us, right?
Yeah,
we're not being buried by it. We're being fertilized by it. Right. And I want to say thank you to all the folks. Chuck is text message. He's had to learn to text. And Rev was like, Dad, can you text? And Chuck's like, no.
No.
But I'm learning all the text messages coming in.
So, Ben, how do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
So now the prosecution rests. And anybody catch a number of that bus that he just drove over me? I'm telling you. You know, just sitting here, and I got to tell you the truth here, that I am totally innocent. It is all Anil Mathai's. Anil is the one who talked me into it. He's the one who nudged me that when I nudged you to stand up and run, it wasn't me. And then there's Joe Janicki.
Joe Janicki, yeah.
He is just as guilty as sin. And then there's Jimmy Mack, you know, who wouldn't stand
Jimmy
up.
Jimmy Mack, he's part
from
of the
Jefferson
collective.
County,
there is
right.
a collective guilt, I guess.
That's right. And I, you know, all I do is drive the getaway car. That's all that I did. I didn't commit the robbery. So I'm totally honest. And I just turned state witness there against those other culprits.
But
so, yeah, I didn't have anything to do with that.
Here's why I think this is important. And I think why one of the reasons that that people were happy, the people at least, not everybody's
yes.
probably happy.
Oh, everyone.
But again, what's happening is people are not, I don't want to say they're turning against, but they're looking for new faces and new ideas. There are Republicans in the Republican Party who have suddenly woken up and saying, you know what, the way we've been doing business here in Colorado, it's not working.
Hey, wait
We're
a minute.
Losing.
There's no Republican judges, active Republican judges. There's a 2-1 Democrats in the House and a clear majority in the Senate, all state offices. Maybe we should try.
Maybe
a different
we should try
approach.
Something different. And it's, I think people, besides, I'm sure everybody giving great speeches there, but I think one of the reasons people like Chuck are being elected, and there, it wasn't just Chuck, right? This we're seeing this kind of in other places too.
Yes,
I mean, in
right.
other elections where grassroots people are all of a sudden people are like, well, let's hear what they have to say. That you know, don't shut them up. I want to hear what they have to say.
Well, it's a time limit. He wasn't being unfair.
No, I know he wasn't. But people said, I want to hear what he has to say. I mean, but what's your analysis, Ben? You've been involved in this a lot longer than Chuck has only been in for 2 days.
Well, I see the pendulum swinging. That's why I'm telling you that you know, when people say, oh, we have lost the state and there's no hope for us, you know, just slash your wrist and get it over with. I disagree with that. And I see that, you know, when we went to the Adams County, you saw that take place. You saw that in perhaps the bastion of the elite establishment in El Paso County when Vicky Tompkins was reelected.
Yes, that was
and you
so
see
great.
That going on in other counties around the state. These establishment people are losing their grip. And it's because of what you said that we've constantly lost. In my lifetime, I'll be 72 this summer. In my lifetime, we've had 3 elected governors of Colorado. 3. Out of 17 races, we have won 3 of them. There's something extremely wrong that's going on in the state, and everybody is tired of it, and they all see it.
Right.
And they're
right.
all tired of this. So, yes, I'm telling you that there's hope. There's going to be a change, and that's what Chuck has put on that star chamber. And hopefully we'll have a few more people that will join him, and we will control whomever it is that's going to be the chairman.
The chairperson.
And we have a chair, we have a vice chair that we're going to be electing at the end of March. And so that's critical, and this is how you do it, short of a bloodbath.
Okay? Right.
So this is what you got to do. You got to get in. You got to stay involved. So those people that are out there that are listening to your show, I would encourage you, wherever you're at, whatever state you're in, go find out where your Republican Party is meeting. Get involved. Go as a guest. You don't have to be an active member of it. Just go get involved. Find out what you can do, and they'll help you. And that's where it starts. Don't give up. Keep
no,
fighting.
You know, and Neil's been preaching that forever. It starts local. Go to your meetings and go to your, you know, and, you know, like you said, it didn't take very long. You had fun. You guys, you come back, you're like a bunch of little kids.
Not me. I just drove. That's
you were just
all.
A getaway guy. You were forced to. All right. Hey, Ben, thank you for coming on because I want to know.
You're welcome.
888-627-6000.
Wait, you got to put up Chuck's acceptance speech on there. I think we sent
it. It wasn't
that
an acceptance speech. It was
what?
Acceptance speech?
Your speech.
Oh, acceptance speech? No.
You know what I mean? It was your plea bargaining, wasn't it?
Plea bargaining. It's an earlier plea bargaining.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
I see it.
But here's another.
Well, here's it. So this morning I went on Peter Boyle's show, and to greet me was this March of the Soviet Masters or something thing that they said Billy got for me as a commissar.
Billy is Peter Boyle, 710 CAN US, his producer.
So Leo said, Chuck, who do you think called Billy this morning and requested the lead-in music to your call to Peter? Perfect.
Peter.
Thanks, Leo. Thank you.
It was Peter.
I appreciate that.
Peter did it. Well, Peter was making fun because you're a
commissar. No, Leo says that he's the one who suggested it to Billy.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay. I thought he was asking that.
No. He was saying he was guilty. Leo, put your Zoom on. I want to see that face. Come on, Leo.
He called Billy about 3 minutes before the call. That's pretty funny. Well, you know, here's the other, though, another reason for hope, because I said, well, and hopeful. When you look at what's going on around the country, first of all, if we can make this happen in Colorado, it can happen other places. I think this is pretty exciting. Donald Trump is speaking at the CPAC. Convention going on this weekend. Interestingly, Mike Pence was invited. They had to as a vice president, and he declined. Now, why do you think he declined? He declined because he knew he would get booed. The Nikki Haley, she trashes Trump and turns around
she's
and grovels
back. She's not speaking
back.
Either.
No, she has to grovel back, and then Trump says no. Liz Cheney has been censored. All of these Republicans, establishment people who think they've controlled us are finding out in an uncomfortable way. It's probably not difficult yet, but it's certainly an uncomfortable way that people don't like that. People don't like them, and people are sick of them taking care of their big money donors and screwing over the basic working families of the United States. And people have become totally aware of that. I mean, Lauren Boebert, now they've got everybody and their mother, the Democrats do, and Republican establishment running against her. Well, good luck. I mean, I saw another poll today. It's roughly the vast majority of people do not think that Joe Biden won the election fair and square, right, of Republicans, okay? So even though the big tech people are trying to censor it, you've got tens of millions of people who say there are problems with that election. So when you have the Democrats trying to shove it through, I think you're going to have people standing up. You know, so there's pushback going on. Trump remains strong. Laura Trump was saying she thinks he's stuck, you know, at least considering running again in 2024. I think it's clear that Trump is going to remain active, and that's going to keep people energized, too.
I forget where the publication was, and you pointed out to me, Julie, but they said, what civil war? There's no civil war going. There's one side, Trump's side, and then there's, you know, the Lincoln Project and, you know, the Mitt Romney. It's not a civil war. It's the left-wing media trying to pretend that Trump is not as popular as he is.
And is that Leo is now telling you, Chuck, nancysfreezer.com is an open domain for $30. And Sandra, we need to convince Ted to come to our side. Well, I mean, we've tried. I think, you know, Ted is reasonable, but
Ted makes too much money. There's no money on the Republican side.
He is indeed the sort of Soros. But again, you look at some of the things that are happening in Colorado. You look at the fact that in spite of everything they've done, that Donald Trump remains enormously popular. You've got Mitch McConnell trashing him. Have the establishment doing everything they can. And again, I think the Nikki Haley groveling act is very telling. I think Liz Cheney is maybe a different story. Mitch McConnell, he's a different story too. But Nikki Haley, she wants to be a leader of the Republican Party. She found out, boom, she got a big smackdown when she went after Trump to the point that she was willing to totally humiliate herself and ask to come meet him. And then
of course,
he said no. Well, let me just finish. I think I'm going to say this. I think it's going to be a good thing. Donald Trump strikes me as a kind of guy who does not forgive and forget unless it's to his benefit.
What I loved is when after Pence's thing, then they said that Pence didn't do it because he's still mad at Trump, as if Trump's not mad at him. And then Mark Short, who's just a swamp creature, the worst of this worst, who's, of course, his chief of staff, you know, slithers his way and said, no, the vice president.
They talk all the time.
And the Pence-ster and the Trumpster are the same. It's now Mike
Pence. He's just busy for CPAC. No, he knows he'd get booed. I remember years ago when Donald Trump won in 2016, I was at the Republican Party headquarters, right? Cory Gardner, Mike Kaufman did not come down. Their guy had just been elected president. They didn't come down because they knew they would get booed. Cory Gardner called him a buffoon, right? So where's Cory Gardner now? And what did
Cory
he say?
Gardner, which is what Peter brought up, has his own little small donor pack saying, I didn't win because I didn't have enough money to start off with.
Mailers.
A guy who sucked up to the chamber for 6 straight years, had all the money in the world.
Well, I remember.
He did not lose by double digits because he did not have enough small money donors.
No, he had a horrible campaign. But the good news is, though, like I said, Trump is staying there. Trump is remaining popular. You know, the Democrats keep throwing everything at him. And, you know, anymore, they've done so much that they could actually have something that would be true and nobody would even believe it or buy it. It'd be like, whatever, that's just another fake attack. So there is hope. And I think Ben is right. Whether you're in Colorado or whatever state you're in, go ahead and get involved. You don't have to do a lot. You can wake up on a Saturday morning and say, oh, I think I'll go there for coffee, because it matters, because you can make a difference. You know, Chuck and Randy and Neil, Ben, there are a lot of people, Jimmy Mack, you know, in El Paso County, there are people who are fighting. There are people who are holding the establishment
Peg
accountable.
Cage, yeah.
Yeah, Peg Cage up in Boulder. I mean, in Boulder, holy cow, she's like in enemy territory practically, but she can stand up and make a difference. And again, people, just the average person who's not
paying
attention.
All right, Julie, we've gotten a little pressure for you, but from Leo saying, Julie, are you getting
the recipes? My homework, that's right. We will, so just so you know, actually, this is a good time to kind of give a plug. Love to have you guys follow us on YouTube. Go ahead and like us and subscribe to us. We're putting out a newsletter. So if you want to go to, I had my first one last week. I was amazed, frankly, that it worked. Go to chuckandjulie.com and you can subscribe to get the newsletter. I'm just going to send it out once a week.
Once every couple of years.
I don't spam you. I just kind of put a link to our latest show, to the website, and then a couple of the news picks that between Chuck and I, we think are interesting articles that you need to read. Oh, yeah, Chuck is the one that does it. And I'm going to tell you what, these are good links, because these are not links you're going to find at a lot of places because they censor them. So do that at our website.
So what recipe are you going to put?
ChuckandJulie.com. Well, and I'm going to say, so one of the things I'll do Wednesday is I'll announce it. And then if you miss the show Wednesday, I'll put up on social media Thursday. I don't know. I'm working on drink recipes. Like I said,
you don't have to have recipes.
We have a lot of Party Fridays. Leo, the problem is my basic party recipe.
Just steal it like everybody else.
No, let me finish this. You take bottle of Chardonnay. I don't even do corks.
No corks anymore. That takes too long to get those babies open.
I will, though. That reminds me, one of my other favorite recipes, I'm not, as we've talked to you before, very good in the kitchen. So
can people send you recipes?
People can send me recipes. That's right.
How do they do that?
Go to chuckandjulie.com. You can send me a message there, an email message.
Consider your great recipes. But
Chuck, you interrupted me. I was about to give. This is my favorite dessert recipe. My mom invented this, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's very simple. It's only two ingredients, graham crackers and frosting. So what my mom did.
Can you imagine what her daughter and our son are suffering through on a nutritional basis?
No, they're both fine.
No, they're not.
Get a pen and paper ready. I'm going to give you how to make the graham crackers and frosting. One, you take a graham cracker. Then you go to the store and you get whatever that little jar or can of frosting is. I like the little rainbow ones, the rainbow chips. But you can use whatever you want. And then you put the frosting on the graham cracker and you eat it. In a worst case.
Could you put another graham cracker on top?
No. Well, yeah, I guess you could. That's an amended recipe. But the good news is in
that's a, how for that you can imagine what desserts like in our home, more the main course, because that's when we're better.
So in a lockdown situation, you can, and I have actually done this, you can just skip the graham cracker and just go straight to the frosting. Yeah. So that's my cookie. So everybody feel free to go. Somebody's going throwing up.
good point, Sandra. Good point.
It's actually kind of good. I recognize.
Don't trust her. Do not trust this woman.
It's very cheap, too. It goes a long way. But yeah, actually, you can email me drink recipes, too. So we'll do that. We'll have a cocktail on Friday. And if you don't want to do a cocktail, you can do a mocktail. And we can do a big round of cheers there.
I know what we could do. We give a CDP. Products out and
CDB.
CDB.
Sam was like, what's CDB?
CDB.
Spoon or finger, Ben, you can use either one. I recommend a spoon, though. I recommend a spoon. Okay,
I just go directly to the mouth.
Well, you have to, that's what Ben's saying with the finger.
You put it on the finger. No, I just go,
chuckandjulie.com. You can get to everything there. Once again, love to have you follow us and subscribe to us on YouTube. You can also get us, we're still on Twitter. there, but they take people away every day. But we are on Parler. And if you go to Parler, which I have to say, Parler is working much better on my laptop now. Still glitchy every so often, but it's Chuck and Julie. Just Chuck and Julie is that. So that'll get you everywhere. Wait, one other comment coming in. Oh, best ending into the Chuck and Julie show ever.
We don't want to hear our analysis. Anything we think about politics.
We don't want to talk about drinks Supreme Court. And sugar.
No.
Hey, guys, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For
Bye-bye.
Listening. We'll see you all on Wednesday and then again on Party Friday. Thank you, Thomas and Ben, everybody who called in.